Kroger Tender Ray Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger. C is for cut. B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. And you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top grade beef. Don't forget, whether you buy a steak or a roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. Here's good news. Kroger has a special free gift for you. It's a colorful 12-inch ruler made of durable, flexible plastic. Ideal for home or school use. And it's yours absolutely free. Just go to the meat department of your Kroger store and ask for yours. This ruler is the same kind Kroger meat cutters use to cut Kroger beef by the ruler to give you more meat, less bone, less waste. So hurry, get your colorful plastic ruler free while supplies last at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs has not been too ready to see young Dr. Joel Evans since an incident of last week, when Joel took her into his arms. But yesterday he phoned her in regard to medical attention to her face, injured in an automobile accident some months ago. The same accident which proved fatal to her fiancé, Barry Carlton. Today, Penny is telling her friend, Peg Martin, about Joel's visit of the day before. Penny says,
"So, I'm going to have to spend several days in the hospital, Peg."
"Just several days? Why, Penny, not the most miraculous treatment in the world."
"Oh, no, I meant several days each time. I'll have to go back every so often until the work's all done."
Oh, that's different."
"Joel says that it won't be very much fun, but it won't be too unpleasant."
"It'll be worth it, though, Penny. You were such a beautiful girl, I used to adore looking at you. Except when I'd get streaks of jealousy. Then I wanted to push that beautiful face of yours into the mud."
"Oh, what's wrong with your face?"
"Well, it never gets me what yours gets you. By the way, wasn't that sweet of Joel to send me a rose the other day?"
"Mm-hmm. Awfully sweet of him."
"I wonder if you know why he did it."
"No, I don't."
"Well, when you wouldn't see him the other afternoon, and I sat and talked with him for a while, I started to feel sorry for myself, as usual. I told him I'd never had a friend, no matter where I'd been."
"Oh, Peg, you know that's not true."
"Well, it's closer to the truth than you think. I know I shouldn't have said it. Especially not while wearing a long face and teary eyes. I cost Joel the price of a rose just because I made him feel sorry for me."
"Oh, I'm sure that's not the reason he sent it to you. It was a token of friendship. He obviously likes you. And why shouldn't he?"
"You didn't see the card that came with the rose, Penny. I don't remember it exactly, but it said something like, a lonesome and lovely flower for a lonesome and lovely girl who need be only lovely. Something like that."
"You think that's not a friendly card?" "I do."
"Well, he just can't help but be sweet to everyone. Oh, by the way, Penny, who's going to manage the community center when you're in the hospital? You'll be out more than just the days you're in the hospital, you know."
"Yes, I realize that. I talked to a nurse I knew at Heatherton Hospital. I talked to her just this morning about it, as a matter of fact. Oh, she's going to take over for me."
"Oh, not quit her job, Penny."
"Well, she and I were going into this thing together right from the start, Peg. I don't think I ever mentioned it to you. Her name is Angela Brill. Her fiancé was killed in the war."
Oh, I get the connection."
"Well, we do have many of the same feelings about things. You can understand that."
"Of course. I suppose I'd have them, too, if I were made of the kind of stuff that allowed feelings."
"At least you have Julie, Peg. That's more than Angela and I have, or ever will have."
"Oh, you'll be married someday, Penny?"
"I sincerely doubt that."
"I don't know why. And I'm not going to throw Joel at you,
no,
either."
"No, please don't. Everyone else does."
"Maybe with good reason."
"No, for no reason. We like each other. We always will. But that's all there is to it."
"Not on his part."
"No, you are throwing him at me."
"Oh, I'm sorry. Incidentally, I did a stupid thing the other day. You know that letter I said I wanted to study? The one from Don Hodges, the one about taking Julie to Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fool that I am, I tore it up on some sudden and ridiculous impulse. And when I went to collect the pieces, they'd been thrown out.
Oh, Freddie found the pieces, Peg. He was helping Nora empty out the wastebasket, and you can imagine what he made out of it.
Oh, poor Freddie. He just won't believe anything good about me, will he?
He tries to, Peg.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Well, maybe I'll win him over someday. I certainly have no idea how.
I pointed out to him again how wrong he was. He was sorry. What do you think you'll do about Julie? Take her to Hollywood?
I don't know. I still can't make up my mind. Frankly, I don't see why there's any hurry.
Well, as I understood it, the studio will lose interest if something isn't decided soon.
Oh, let them lose it. Julie has enough talent to interest one studio now. She certainly has enough to interest another studio later.
Big, listen. I was in Hollywood once myself, and that kind of logic, good as it may seem, doesn't always work out there.
Well, I'll decide one way or another pretty soon, I'm sure. What I'd like to do in the immediate future is help this Angela Brill with the community center so you can spend more time in the hospital.
Oh, thanks, but that won't be necessary.
I'd like to, Penny. It's the first chance I've had to do something for you in return for all you've done for me.
There's nothing for you to do, Peg.
There might be. I helped in a community center once before. I was about, 18. You'd be surprised how much work there is once the place gets popular.
Look, Peg, I can't ask you to put aside a career for Julie just to help me.
Well, you forget that I might not want a career for Julie. Maybe this time I'll stay in Rossville, get myself a job, and bring Julie up in a town where she's making the kind of friends I want her to have.
Well, of course, that's up to you.
Penny, Julie's happy here. You know that.
I know she is.
And her friends are delightful. I've met them all. You know, there's not one objectionable boy or girl in the whole lot. The first time I feel that my daughter has a chance to be something a great deal finer and more wholesome than her mother.
Oh, look, Peg, you don't mean
that. Oh, I know myself better than you do, Penny. I know what goes on in my heart and mind. That's why, for once, I want to do the right thing. I want to give my daughter the chance for happiness that I had but spoiled. I want to see to it that she grows up knowing happiness and what to do with it. Penny, I think I've made the decision this instant.
To stay in Rossville?
Yes. Stay in Rossville. And to help you at the community center. I know I'll never regret it, and I'm sure that you won't.
Peg, I want you to stay. I like having you. And I can use you at the community center, but I...
There aren't any buts about it. It's decided. I'll get a job, and I'll pay my way here as I did once before. Or I can move into a place of my own and take Julie off your hands.
Oh, no, I want you here, Peg.
Well, I certainly prefer to stay. But with Nora moving out, and... Incidentally, that'll be soon, won't it?
Mm-hmm. Early next week, I think. But someone's taking your place this coming Monday. Sarah Grundy. A rather demanding and stubborn woman, but I think we'll all like her.
Well, if you're sure that Julie and I won't be an extra burden, because I imagine I'll be working most of the time. And as if I get a job.
Jed'll help you get one.
Oh, fine. I'll work in the day and help at the center evenings. Maybe I'll turn out to be a useful person after all.
Oh, Peg... Peg, I hope someday you'll stop thinking about yourself in the terms you do. You're just making yourself unhappy. Look, try thinking good things. The things others think about you, and you'll be a lot better off.
Penny! Penny!
Oh, I'm in here, Nora, in the kitchen.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't find you in the rest of the... Penny Gibbs, you've washed the dishes.
Yes, I have. I've washed and put them away.
Oh.
In fact, this is the very last of them.
I was going to do them.
You've done enough for one day. I saw all that ironing upstairs.
Oh, it wasn't much. I like ironing. It's washing dishes I don't like. That's why I put it off until last.
Well, maybe that's why I didn't for you. Because at rare times, I don't mind washing dishes.
Well, Crickets, am I glad this was one of those times then. Oh, now I'll be able to get that mending done tonight.
Oh, the mending can wait, can't it?
Not much longer. We're leaving Monday, Penny. Freddie phoned from the farm, said the electricity and water had been turned on. That's what we've been waiting for, you know.
Monday's awfully soon and awfully final, isn't it?
Oh, Crickets, Penny, I'm half sick about it.
But half happy, too, aren't you, darling?
Yes, I am. Well, I guess every girl wants a home of her own. I'd be silly not to be thrilled by mine.
You certainly would be.
Well, I guess we've talked about this before, haven't we? I won't let many days go by without coming to see you, Penny.
And I'll come see you, Nora. I think that before very long, Freddie will begin to object to your driving into town.
I guess he will. crickets, I'm going to have a terrible time getting Freddie to let me do anything when it's almost time for the baby.
Well, if you let him have his way, you'll both be happier.
Yes, I guess I'd better. Oh, by the way, does Sarah Grundy know she has to be here Monday?
Does she know it?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I tell you that she told me when she'd be here?
Oh, that's right, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cricket, she's all right. Penny, you won't be angry when she wants things her way, will you?
Well, Nora, as long as she doesn't go too far, and as long as her way's best.
Well, maybe her way's a little different from the way you do things, but she really knows what she's doing.
Now, there'll be enough of us at home to keep her from getting out of hand, Jed, and Mother and Peg.
Oh, is Peg going to stay?
Yes, yes. Well, she's definitely decided to stay in Roseville. And there'll be no movie career for Julie.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry about that.
But why are you sorry, Nora?
Well,
as Peg says, it's probably best for Julie.
Maybe so, but Penny, will it be best for you?
For me? What does it have to do with me, Nora?
Well, please don't think I'm jumping to conclusions the way Freddie does, because I don't jump to conclusions, but I've been thinking a lot about Peg and how she tore up that letter.
Oh, Nora, not you too.
Please, I'm not saying anything definite against Peg. I'm just a little worried about her, for your sake.
Darling, there's nothing to be worried about. Peg's a good friend of mine in spite of what she did in the past. And let's remember that there was a good reason for what she did before.
Well, I guess there was, but what if she tries it again, Penny?
Let her try it. It won't make any difference to me.
Now, that's not true.
You think not?
I know it's not. Oh, Penny, little things, tell me. Maybe little things you don't even see yourself, can't see, because... Well, because you're too close to them, but... Well, I know how Dr. Evans feels about you and how you feel about him, and if anything happens...
Nothing's going to happen.
Penny, if you want to know the truth, part of the reason I hate to leave you now is that something about the future frightens me.
Does it really?
Yes, Penny, really.
Strange that you should say that, Nora. Because I have a frightening premonition about the future, too.
So a premonition of the future is not a bright one. Is it significant that Nora, who never has anything but good to say about anyone, is it significant that she has suspicions about Peg? Why did Peg suddenly decide to stay in Roseville? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waist and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger cut beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask for Kroger cut beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.